Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking the San Diego landings with Sean and Kristen Sebring from Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros, the market at FP Gourmet. And we're talking some great stuff today. I mean, we have just scratched the surface.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love it when these two come on, because there's so much to cover with the fish, how to process it, how to handle it, how to cook it, all this stuff. It's a great show and so much information. We got another full hour coming for you. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup text option only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, available for a free download. And not only are we taking your phone calls, answering questions this morning, we're giving away a killer prize pack. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win an assortment of Fish Pros spices and rubs and a brand new Fisherman's Processing t-shirt, the brand new Old Town logo, a really cool new shirt from Fisherman's Processing, and an Anza custom filet knife. Like, this
what
is a killer prize pack. Yeah. Someone is getting fully hooked up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. With that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com catch report. Today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. Make your own cost-effective and big fish-proven top shots with fluorocarbon all the way down to 40-pound test. And the best part about it is it's the stealth bait presentation. It's easy, it's seamless, and it's going to allow you to make a perfect castable connection at home or on the boat. Get Sato crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. Let's start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wishes, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Sean, Kristen. I just want to compliment you guys on that show. There's just so much good information this morning. Thanks. Appreciate all you guys do. So, These first few days of April have definitely brought us an uptick in optimism based on some much improved weather and more biting fish. You know, there's nothing wrong with any of that. Starting way up north, really good news that a bunch of squid moved in the northern Channel Islands up there by Beecher's Bay like that, along with the bait. A little bit of a sample on the bigger grade white sea bass and some bigger yellows also. And that will continue to build as more guys get on it in get it figured out in between the weather. There seems like a lot of times that fishing starts up there and trickles down this way, so that's good news. In Santa Monica Bay, now we got some really big news there on the exotic front. That's the ratfish bite. Now the triggerfish have backed off a little bit. I'm telling you what, guys, I want you to take notes here. That triggerfish thing is slacked a little bit, but the deep water rockfish, it's game on. And make sure you check with Danny at Fish Dope, because he's got all the details on those things. They're goofy looking, but they're biting. Nick's got the bottom fish, and unfortunately, the weather again is getting ugly on the outside for a little bit. Santa Barbara Island, decent cod fishing and ling fishing up there. And it's in the cow cod zone, guys. Make sure you don't get over that 240 mark. And just got some late breaking news from Danny here on squid and some good grade yellows. Hopefully all that checks out there for something going on at the Little Island, my favorite island up there. At Catalina, better weather is definitely helping for sure. Squid situation's improving as we're getting off the moon, backside east, where you want to look around. And then a little more signal on both sea bass and some great big yellows and some halibut on the beaches. And as that water's creeping up over 60, a little more bonita around too. So it's definitely starting to feel like springtime over there. And then at Clemente, it's going to get a good check this weekend. Hopefully the guys find some yellows on the bait that's outside the dunes and is probably in the cove there, but it's going to get looked at. And then really good cod fishing over there, lots of big reds at Clemente. And offshore, more coverage for sure with the better weather and the time of year now. Hopefully the guys find more of that Calcutta yellow that's been hanging out down there. And, of course, the elusive bluefin tuna is high on everybody's radar. Hopefully they get some of that biting fish located. So, man, there's just so much going on. We're getting into springtime. Weather's getting better. And time to go fishing, guys.
Woo, great job. Yeah. Man. That's a solid report, man. Appreciate some good info. And fishdope.com, I'm always doing such a good job keeping us in the loop of what's biting, yeah, where it's biting at, how to get it, what the weather's going to be like going for it.
Oh, yeah. Danny and Jeff have been doing a great job with the Coronado Islands, I know, just keeping a check and fresh reports from people going out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. You got to have fishdope.com. You're going fishing, fishdope.com is your source for the current information. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, the store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone numbers are area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And then I want to remind you guys on the website there, you know, I haven't been doing it this year just because the weather and the fishing were so poor, but I'm going to start putting up the fish map again. You know, kind of summarize the stuff I just gave you there. You take a look at the map and you'll see what's biting, and you know, up that for sure once a week and sometimes twice a week when things are changing. So we're going to start that again. You'll find it on our website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Yeah, and you know, remember I put him on the spot and said, we got to have him on the show, Ricky?
Yeah, sure.
I got him.
All right.
Yeah, so he's coming April, at the middle of April, right, Mark?
Yeah. It's April 24th, I think.
24th, yeah.
Right.
April 24th.
Cool.
So Mark Wish will be here.
All
yeah.
Right.
In the world headquarters. Well, we're looking forward to that. I'll bet the sea bass will be biting then. What do you think, Mark?
You know, I think they're going to be. It's just, you know, I when that stuff moves in up north like it is, and then, you know, a little bit of behind-the-scenes info that came from Catalina here over the last couple of days, it's that time. You know, there was a little tiny sample of smaller great fish over at Clemente last weekend, and, you know, it's, yeah, they'll be biting.
All right.
You know, in my Catalina book, when I was writing about sea bass there, I got a chapter about the fish of the April moon, because I always have a feeling that a lot of that sea bass moves in to the island on the April moon.
On the April
moon. So
I like
for
it.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be the time. Yeah.
Thanks, right. Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Appreciate that.
Right.
Well, while we're waiting for Marcos to get rolling on here, we got a great text that came through. This one says, Sean, thanks for the great defrosting videos. Huge help. Quick question. My deep freezer has a digital temp control. Is there an optimal temperature to keep fish frozen? I've heard -2 degrees Fahrenheit. Wanted to get your take. That's from Patrick in Dana Point.
Good question. I keep mine at -10. -2 sounds reasonable, but -10 is definitely my target.
And that is just producing a rock hard piece.
And for me, if it's at -10, when your fish goes in there fresh, it just helps pull it down even more.
Gotcha.
Wow.
So that might not necessarily be the need for keeping it, but it's so cold that it's drawing the temperature out of it the fastest.
Yeah, getting back to freezing your fish as fast as you can.
Got it.
It helps with that.
Sure.
All right. Great. Well, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting for Marcos.
That sounds good. How about Lonnie from San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Lonnie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Lonnie.
My question is, when I bring a yellowtail in, do you recommend cutting the gills and putting it on ice? And also, do you smoke the fish?
Definitely. Bleeding the fish, if that's what you mean by cutting the gills, absolutely. Great idea. Ice is a no-brainer. Plenty of it. Keep that fish cold. And, yes, we do smoke fish over 15 pounds.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
With a yellowtail, perfect example. We catch them all the time. They're biting at the Coronado Islands right now. Just clipping the gills, plenty sufficient. Submerging them in water, does it help to take the guts out of a fish that's that size, or will ice get it cold on its own? Like, what's the best process for keeping one good to get to you in optimal condition?
If you're going to get it to me within a day or two of being caught, I don't see it necessary to gut like a yellowtail size fish.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that skin intact. It protects the meat of the fish. Just plenty of ice on the outside of the fish, and definitely always cutting the gill, getting bleeding it. If you want to put it upside down in the bucket of water, that works good. But get it on the ice right away. Get the cooling process started. I'd say if you had to choose between putting it in a bucket of water or putting it in ice, I'd put it in the ice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. If you either have a fish hold or you have one of those insulated bags, mm-hmm. Put a lot of ice on it.
Yep.
Get the temperature down really quickly. After you bleed it, try and get the blood out first and then get it in the bag.
Yeah, bleed it out. It'll bleed in the bag, too. So.
Yeah.
But I would say no need to gill and gut.
Okay.
If it's going to be within a day or two of getting it to us. Some of those big bluefin tuna, in order to get them cold fast, you do have to gill and gut them. It helps get them cold faster. And I get that, yeah. That's the only reason you should gill and gut those big ones if you're going to be bringing it in within a day or two. Gill and gut it if you want to get it cold faster so you can fill that body cavity full of ice.
Okay. And on fish, say, over 100 pounds.
Yeah, on the bigger ones. On the smaller ones, I would leave it intact because, I mean, some people cut that belly meat and then it soaks in water.
Sure.
So we talked about soaking fish in water is not good. So.
No.
Yeah, it's like what's the lesser of two evils? Getting it as cold as you can by shoving that belly cavity full of ice, but then, you know, when that ice melts, you got that belly cavity now full of fresh water.
And it starts to mess up the
There's
meat.
Not a right or a wrong answer there.
Exactly.
Those are the things you're dealing with.
Yeah, I'd say it goes with size of fish. Like you're hinting at, like, the bigger fish, it's worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller fish, just ice the heck out of it.
Got it.
All right. Cheer in Cardiff asks a question, and we talked about this last week when Aliar and Jim Hughes were here. Are you going to be processing fish at Seaforth for the Polaris Supreme? He's got a 3-day on in April.
That is our plan. We are going to be operational at Seaforth for the Polaris Supreme. Any returning boats around that would be fine too. But
that's
absolutely
sweet, dude. That's great news.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you'll when the Polaris Supreme returns, like on a 3-day trip, your guys will be there.
We're planning on being there to process the Polaris Supreme's fish.
Same style service that we expect when we see when the foil Polaris comes in.
I don't think dockside service is going to be capable there because it's all floating docks there.
But check in and
that kind of stuff. Yeah, reservations, check in, everything the same. Ice slush bins, everything.
Yeah.
You know, all our style.
That's
cool.
And it would be the same for over there for a private boater. If you know the Polaris Supreme schedule, if the Polaris Supreme's coming in, you know Fisherman's Process, you probably want to call first.
If you know
the Polaris Supreme's coming in, bring your boat in and drop your fish off and you'll take it.
Yeah, or just bring it to the shop.
Okay.
But if you see us at the dock and it's convenient for you, bring it on over.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I like it.
Good.
Well, hey, with that, let's continue on with our catch report. We got our main man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, standing by. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Anxious to hear what's going on at Seaforth. I know we had a pretty darn nice week of weather, and that San Diego's been on such a roll at least the week before. Were they able to keep the ball rolling?
The San Diego absolutely was. Still catching those yellowtail, the bottom fish. On those trips, some good yellowtail on there, and it's the San Diego. They're going to be consistent there, and you know, it's still early season, so you're going to have some off days there, but overall, very good yellowtail fishing on there. Half days, still catching bottom fish on there, what you'd expect going into April here, and some nice weather, like you said, through the week there. But since you guys were talking about it, talk about the Polaris Supreme. They went out last night on their first day and a half trip for us, and we got a call from them about an hour ago, and they had bluefin on the boat.
Hey, that's great news. All right.
So I'm guessing we're going to see Fisherman's Processing down here doing some bluefin processing soon. But he had three on the boat at that point, 30 to 45 pounds. He said there was very good signs out there, so that's good for everyone. And definitely check the website for those half-day trips, those full-day trips on the San Diego and the Pacific Voyager. I have a few spots on the Pacific Voyager fishing tomorrow on that full-day trip, and they're doing really good out there also, and Marco and those guys do a great job. They have a little bit of experience fishing also, as well as boat are there. So definitely check the site there. Those trips, the Polaris Supreme, their next trip is leaving Monday evening. The Tribute's leaving Tuesday evening. Polaris Supreme again Wednesday evening throughout the week there. They have some spots left next Saturday. The Tribute and the Supreme both have spots left. So seaforthlanding.com. All the information, the full schedule is up there. You can make reservations straight online. If you want to call and talk to the guys in the office, ask some questions, then book, you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Nick talked about, the season is definitely getting rolling. It's pretty much in full swing at this point. So get your gear out. If you haven't got it ready, bring it down. Say hi. Get that gear checked out and grab a breakfast burrito and get out there fishing, man. It's going.
Great report, buddy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early in the morning for those guys already have fish on the boat and working all day. That's great news.
Congratulations to Aliar, too, for his inaugural trip on the Polaris Supreme out of Seaford. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, good deal.
Absolutely. So definitely said, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Guys, if you aren't already, follow our social media on Instagram there, on Facebook. We've got some Twitter up there. We're not as active there, but we're getting there. All those reports can go up there right away. Check out the website. We'll have daily reports up there. But if you want those up-to-the-minute reports, Instagram's a good way to do that, and Facebook. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Be safe. Get your gear ready and get out there fishing.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a killer report, as always, and we'll look forward to hearing the wrap-up of Aliar's report next week. And if he really crushes it, maybe you might have to give us a call tomorrow. Let us keep us in the loop.
I might have to give you a call and give you an update, because I think he's going to catch some more fish there.
I like it. All right, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Ann's. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and you can get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing. If somebody wanted to do a mail-order thing with their spices and rubs, is that a possibility, too?
Yeah, FP Gourmet, it's on there. It's an online store.
Like online store.
The Fish Pro Series?
Yep, the Fish Pro Series, all four knives are on there, the 6S, the 6, the 8, and the 10-inch.
Yeah. Somebody buying their first knife, do a lot of day-and-a-half type fishing, and they cut yellowtail and tuna and dorado and that kind of stuff, and they're wanting to start with one. What would you say is the most popular size and style to get your collection started?
The regular 6-inch is probably the knife for you, if yellowtail, smaller tuna. 6 or the 8.
Okay.
I really like the 8.
Yeah. The 8's a good size. I like it. You get the bigger fish. And The 6S is a nice knife. That's our lead cutter, Raymond. He uses a 6S. If you look at it online, it's like more like a skinny knife, but it really works nice.
You know what else the 6S is great for is chopping veggies in the kitchen, too.
Yeah, you can roll it.
You can roll it. Yeah.
I know.
It's a handy knife. Holds an edge.
Kitchen knife. Just Anza knives, I can't even tell you how nice those knives are.
This might not be something that you can explain on the radio, but I just don't know. When you both said you can roll it, what does that mean?
When you roll it, instead of separating the knife from the cutting board, keep the tip of the knife on the cutting board and roll it across your vegetables or whatever you're cutting.
Got it.
You never separate the knife from the cutting board. You leave it intact and just work it up and down.
Okay.
Just watch your fingers.
Watch your fingers.
Let's go ahead and jump into the jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Dave and Anza standing by, and up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Sean, I've used your services several times. Always rate you A+. You do really great work there. Say, I really love to cook, and I enjoy cooking fish. I've used a lot of your spices, and the one I like the best is that sweet Cajun. It's really good on halibut and dorado. And when I cook my fish, I always use olive oil, and I like using flavored olive oils. I just wonder if your product line, if you think somewhere down the road you may come up with cooking oils yourself. And if you do, I got a suggestion to make. Do a blood orange olive oil. It really brings out the taste in fish.
Kristen, what do you think?
Yeah, you're talking to the master now.
One of the things I love to use is Costco has this garlic-infused oil. It's amazing. You put that on your fish, you get a little extra garlic. You have to like garlic to use it. We love garlic in our household. But one thing that I've done recently is with your bluefin, when you're going to use sesame and spice and sear it, marinate it first in the pokey sauce. Because we always used to rub it with olive oil, rub it with some sesame oil.
Sure.
And then Sean says, let's try marinating it in the pokey sauce. And we did that, and we won't go back. We do it that way every time now.
For just barbecuing?
No, for searing.
For just
a quick sear. Raw, quick, you know, so you can get just seared on the outside.
And how long do you marinate?
It doesn't even have to be long. We put it in there for 10 minutes, take it out, and put it instantly in the sesame and spice and press it on both sides.
Oh.
And then instantly it's a hot grill pan. And it's so good.
Man.
It makes such a big difference rather than just using olive oil. You get a little bit extra flavor.
I'll bet. That's a good call.
You have to try that one, Dave. Mm-hmm.
I will. I get hungry just thinking about it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's talk to the man, Mike Lum, from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Great listening to Sean and Kristen talk about all that great fish.
Yes,
at least twice a week, I am reminded how amazing their product is, because that's about how often I thaw some of their fish out, and it amazes me how fresh that fish can stay when it's in your freezer for 6-8 months. It's remarkable.
It is.
Yeah. You use the 5-mil bag, Mike?
I do, and it does make a difference, because I'm with Rick. My stuff is in a chest freezer, and I'm moving other stuff around occasionally, and I have no problems with that.
Yep.
That's cool.
Perfect. Well, today we're talking about a new event with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, Custom Rod Raffle. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm really excited about this. We've been working on it for quite a while. Last year there was a custom rod competition, and one of the divisions was actually a Rollo division. And so the builders that competed agreed to incorporate the Rollo logo into their rod. And then after the competition was over, they donated those rods to us. And we've been kind of waiting for an opportunity to use them to raise more money to take more kids fishing. And so we're starting off with a custom rod raffle. And tickets are available right now. And just to keep everybody from getting too bored with the details, you can get all this information at rollokids.org. Just when you go to that website, click on the banner, and you'll bring up a page, and it will describe the whole thing. But what it is, we're giving away 6 extremely nice custom-built rods that have been donated. We're only going to sell 200 tickets. Now, we're going to give away these rods on weekly drawings for 6 weeks, but we're going to start the drawings off with a 4-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. That'll be the first thing that happens. Wow. Is we're going to give away that trip. And as you guys were just talking about, with that boat now running out of Seaforth, it is just so convenient and so nice, and it's been renovated, and I think everyone is going to love that boat. So we're going to give away a 4-day trip on that boat for starters, and then we'll begin weekly drawings. And each week, the winner, I will contact them, and I will send them images and descriptions of the rods that are available, and they get to pick which one they want, and we'll just keep doing that until we get through the 6 weeks. On the last day, we will also do 10 additional drawings, and we're going to give away 5 Anza knives and 5 sets of Accurate Piranha pliers. So
wow.
The tickets for this program are $100 a piece. There's only going to be 200 of them, and you'll be in for all the drawings. Even if you get lucky and you win a rod or you win the trip, you'll stay in for the rest of the drawings. You could win more than once in this particular program.
Wow.
Just so you guys know, it takes about $30 per kid to get them on a boat. So the way we're looking at that is every ticket that gets bought out of the 200, every single ticket is going to represent 3 more kids getting to go this summer. And demand for trips is high this year. We have a lot of organizations contacting us trying to get trips. We've got to find some additional funding to keep up, and we're really glad that we had this opportunity to do this. So the way you buy tickets for this is you have to call a phone number. It's 909-223-9631, or you can send an email to win@rollokids.org. And just send your name and phone number, and we'll call you back. All that information is also at the website, which is rollokids.org. Click on the custom rod banner, and that phone number and email address is there. Now, what you won't see on that flyer is that if you decide to buy 2 tickets, that will take 6 kids on trips this summer. We're going to give a 3rd ticket to you at no additional charge. So if you want to buy 2 tickets, that's $200. That'll take 6 more kids fishing, and we'll give you a 3rd ticket at no additional charge. And all of your tickets stay in for all of the 17 drawings that we talked about.
Wow.
The kids win, obviously, with every ticket that's sold. There are only 200 tickets. We've already sold some, and they're going along pretty well. So if you want to support the program, this is an excellent way to do it and have a chance at winning some of these rods. All of these rods are visible on the Rollo website on that same banner ad. And I will tell you, take a look at those rods. There are some rods there that are ultra custom, beautiful, beautiful rods. And very unique. There's no two that are alike, and you'll get to pick the one you like at the time when your ticket is drawn.
Collector items.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, great idea.
And have a chance to win a 4-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. That's pretty outstanding. Well, Mike, great job doing, as usual, doing some fantastic things to take kids fishing. Once again, the website to view all that?
RolloKids.org will get you there. Click on the banner ad for the custom rod raffle, and all the information on how to get the tickets is right there. And there are only 200 available. We will have the drawing as soon as we sell those tickets.
And they will sell out, so get on it.
They will. They will, and we're really excited to have this opportunity. One last note, Sean, this is really for you as well. The captain's reception for the Tuna Wars is on. It's scheduled for June the 27th. That's a Sunday at Dana Landing. And that is always a very fun event, and we'll have more information on that as we get closer. But mark your calendar for June 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. We're going to have a great time over there at Dana Landing, and I hope everybody will come out and say hello to the Wicked Tuna captains and take part in the fundraising.
We'll be there.
It's a fun event. Yeah, it's a really fun event. It's great. All right, Mike Lum, thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you real soon. A lot of things going on with Rollo because, you know, with no shows, no day at the docks, you know, we need some funding for this organization, and we need to take kids fishing. So get on it.
That's great.
Open your wallets up and take those kids fishing for sure. All right. Thanks, Mike. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. How about that big bass, huh?
That's crazy.
Zantee Lakes. I mean, that's right around the corner from you, right?
15, right? Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a big girl.
Yeah, to Zantee Lakes. That's a big one. Anywhere. Lifetime, anywhere,
yeah.
Anywhere. But yeah, that was really cool.
A lot more information on all the great fishing going on. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. And everybody wants to talk to Sean and Christian. How about next time, Christian, how about this time we talk to Edwin? Edwin's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Edwin? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is, when you guys process like a yellowtail, if I ask to have the skin on, would you guys scale the fish and wash it down before you fillet it? And also, do you guys ever think about using absorption pads inside the vacuum pack with the fish to absorb some of the moisture?
Yeah.
And also, do you have a special way do you guys process Dorado? Because I know they have a lot of parasites on the out of their skin. So I was wondering about that. Because to eat it raw, I heard that contaminate the skin with the meat on the Dorado. So that's all I have to ask. And that's it.
Was that all? All right, Edwin. Thanks.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Any processing requests that you would like, never hesitate to ask us, skin on or whatever your
typically
request.
Skin's off.
I like skin off, especially on yellowtail, because there's a little bit of bloodline between the skin and the meat, and that bloodline on yellowtail in particular really makes it a fishy flavor.
Yes.
So we like to, what we call table ready, clean off that bloodline, skin off, and you get much better flavored fish.
Especially if you're going to freeze your yellowtail, having that skin and the bloodline out of the fish before you freeze it gives a more tasty product when you get it defrosted, ready to go.
Yeah.
And then the little absorbers that you can refer to, our same day would take, we wouldn't be able to call it same day anymore. We have to call it next day.
Yeah. Or next week.
If we took the time to put that in there. What we do is we try to put the fish in dry so you don't need that. If you put the fish in without a bunch of moisture on the fish, you don't need an absorber because there's no moisture
right
in there. And then if you freeze it right away, then like we talked about earlier in the show, you won't get any moisture in the bag. And then your last question was the Dorado. I don't see a lot of parasites in the Dorado. Sometimes in the little in the belly section, we get these little tiny, like little black looking things, easily cut out. But we don't see a lot of parasites in it. I don't know about too many people that eat Dorado sashimi. Most people cook it. I would definitely recommend freezing it before you eat it raw, if you're going to eat it raw. But I don't see
Are there fish that you just want to freeze first before you eat it raw, or just
definitely
don't want?
Yeah. Almost all fish. Almost. Tuna is one you don't need to.
You don't need to.
But
what about yellowtail, like California?
I would recommend freezing it.
Yeah. Because they do have parasites.
I'm alive and I've eaten it without freezing.
Yeah.
It, so
me too.
I've taken my chances and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've also probably put in split shots on and off and hold them in your mouth and whatever else. All the other things that are going to kill you instantly.
Use a lot of resin.
Yeah. Do I recommend it? No. Do I do it? Yeah. Yes.
Mix a lot of fiberglass resin without your respirator on.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, one thing you will see at Fisherman's Processing is the way they handle the fish is very sanitary, very, very, very well cared for, and you don't have to worry about health issues because you guys know how to handle fish properly.
And if we see something that we wouldn't want to eat,
yes,
my crew's instructed to, like, don't pass it down the line. If, see a parasite or you see something wrong, we see tumors, all kinds of weird stuff.
I'm sure you do.
It happens.
Any one of the people, from the first guy that touches your fish to the last person bagging or loading up your cooler at the thing, if any of us see something wrong, they all have the freedom to put a stop on everything and get it checked out and make sure it's not going to be a bad problem.
A health risk. Yeah, that's cool.
Health risk.
All right.
We always happen to see some really weird stuff in the shop, and we'll document it on our Instagram. So if you follow our Instagram on social media, a lot of times we'll see weird things. They had a soda can inside the belly of one of the fish that came in last summer, and it was the most
soda.
It's soda can, a full-on soda can. I think it was a Coke can, if I remember correctly.
It was Coke.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, if you want to know who wins, Coke or Pepsi, Coke.
Yeah.
It's the choice of the
fish.
Tastes
better, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. Dorado. I think it was a Dorado. Dorado eat everything.
Yeah, it's cool. Cigarette butts, whatever.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with our buddy Captain Art Taylor. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Sean and Kristen, talking Fisherman's Processing, talking FP Gourmet. This is a great show.
Yeah, Captain Art Taylor is on the line from the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Morning, Pete, Rick, Sean, Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Some exciting happenings on the Searcher, right?
Well, yeah, we're excited. We're getting to go fishing here next weekend. We're kind of stepping in the Liberty shoes there for the weekends this month, and hopefully more than that if the fishing and the participation allows it. So we're going to start full-day trips next Friday, 5:30 to 5, and they can book on fishermanslanding.com. So we're excited to get out there.
So how is a full-day trip on a luxury long-range boat like the Searcher going to work, Art?
We are going to do exactly what Taro does on the Liberty. We're not changing anything. You know, the RSW for your fish, and, you know, an open galley where we keep a tab for your what you've purchased during the day. And so we're just going to mirror what Taro does. He does a great job, so why make any big changes?
Yeah.
Can you purchase a bunk too?
You know, we're gonna have the cabins off limits there.
Okay.
To simplify things.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah,
and,
I wasn't sure how.
You know, lots of room, 34 people max, and
oh wow.
So it's
34 passengers on the 95-foot Searcher. Wow, for a full day.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're excited about it, and we've got some reservations coming up. We're hoping to get a few more, and we're going to get out there and mix it up with Ryan and Matt on the San Diego and Mark on the Pacific Voyager. We're going to go out there and help those guys out, keep track of those yellowtail.
Yeah.
This
so
great,
when does this start, Art?
The first trip is scheduled for Friday, this up and coming Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and then the following week it's the same Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and we'll, you know, as passenger loads increase, we'll add more days. We're just starting off with the weekends for this month.
All right, but if there's demand during the week, you might even add that, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. If there's demand, if there's fish and people, then sure, we'll hope to run a few more days a week. Absolutely.
This is so cool. You're going to get to go fish on a long-range boat for a full-day trip. I love it, Art. This is so exciting.
Yeah, so how does one book a trip on the Searcher to go on a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing?
Fishermanslanding.com, and you can book online, and or you can call Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500, and talk to anybody there, and they're happy to take your reservation. You know, we're going to be fishing the Coronado, so passports required, and we'll do everything the same with check-in and, check-in at the landing and then sign in with a crew member at the top of the dock before you get on board the boat, and one of our chefs will have breakfast going when you get down there. So, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be fun.
So, so on the galley, are you going to have a menu or are you just going to have certain offerings? How's that going to work?
Well, we're just going to, you know, like I said, we're going to try and mirror what Taro does. And so, okay, you know, we'll just have a full-on breakfast, or if you want to order a breakfast burrito, you know, it'll be kind of a short-order thing, like just like they do on the Liberty, and cheeseburgers and,
okay,
and
this is cool,
that sort of thing. And, you know, we'll have one price for coffee all day and honor system for sodas and waters and beers. We're nothing too fancy. It's just going to be just like if you're going on the Liberty, you're just going on the Searcher.
I love it, man. Great call, Art. This is exciting.
All right. So coming up this Friday, you can book right online, right? Fisherman'sLanding.com.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah. And, you know, they're listed on our website as well, SearchersportFishing.com. So you can go there and get the info, and it just refers you to Fisherman'sLanding.com.
Perfect. And as far as long-range trips on the Searcher, I know the trips are filling very, very quickly, including our day and a half, our 2-day-and-a-half trips that we have, Let's Talk Hookup-sponsored trips, Gamakatsu-sponsored too. Those are everything on the Searcher list is filling quickly. So if you want to go on the Searcher, you better get on it.
Yeah, we have those two-and-a-half-day trips on the in the spring there in May and June that are starting to fill up. And so, yeah, SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. Thank you.
All right, Art. Thanks a lot for the call. Congratulations on getting the Searcher back off the dock. All right. Looking forward to that. Phones are packed, Ricky. Let's jump into it.
That sounds good. How about Hills from Ventura up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Hills. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Question for Kristen and Sean. After we've learned so much over the last, like, 30 years about not needing to keep as many fish and enjoying fish more from we learned from the Japanese and Hawaiians, and eating more and more sashimi and having quality RSW and fish processing, one of the things that my friends have been getting more excited about, and, well, I first learned about bonito, how good it can be if you take care of it and sashimi it, it can be so good. And the newer thing now is, for me, skipjack. That skipjack is something that is all the pokey in Hawaii. And it can skipjack be processed, and can it keep if it's flash frozen?
Skipjack is a difficult one. It doesn't freeze real well. But aku, as they refer to it in Hawaii, is probably the choice of fish for poke. Most Hawaiians would kick a yellowfin aside and grab the aku skipjack and make their poke out of it, because it is wonderful, but it's got to be fresh.
I remember when the Liberty was having that good late summer fishing, they kept saying the same thing, that, you know, they would talk about it, and then, you know, once guys would try it, exactly as you said, like, you know, it went from the misnomer of, oh, maybe it's not the best fish on the grill, to people were for sure utilizing those with the, you know, for poke bowls afterwards. I mean, they would call it that. Like, we had 25 poke bowls today. Like,
when they were catching all those skipjack, we sold so much of our poke mix and poke sauce. It was just flying off the shelf. It was, and it is. I've had it.
Did
it's
eat
wonderful.
It? Would Frank Lopresti suit skipjack?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, as a good pokey?
Darn.
Skipjack, yeah. All right. There's your answer, Hills. Get on it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yes,
thank
we
you.
Have a surprise guest in the world headquarters here, and that's one of the advantages of being right down here in the San Diego Landings. And Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey.
Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Frank.
Great to have you.
Good morning. So I just wanted you to know, I just talked to Renee and Aliar. Renee, it's a little bumpy, not bad, and he has 2 bluefin, 40 pounders aboard.
On the Polaris Supreme.
No,
on the Shogun. It's Renee.
The Shogun.
Okay, you said Renee and Aliar. Okay, so on the Shogun.
And then I talked to Aliar. You know, he's on his first trip. God, was he excited!
I'll bet.
Anyhow, he has 5 aboard, 30 to 40 pounders.
Wow.
And 30 to 40 pounders. He said they had one real good opportunity. They lost a half a dozen fish, a couple bigger
Whoa.
Ones. Said a couple of nice schools, He's pumped.
This is day and a half range?
Day and a half range, both
okay.
of them.
Both okay. of them are on day
well,
and a half.
Well, no, the Shogun's on a 3, Polaris Supreme's on okay. a day and a half. And by the way, they'll be leaving Monday night again, and again on Wednesday night, and again on Friday night.
On the Polaris Supreme.
If they want to go, we got room.
Yeah, out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Out of C4.
So this obviously the fish is biting. And they're seeing pretty good sign of fish in this area.
Aliar said a couple of real good schools.
Really good
And,
schools.
You know, that's the area where last week Ray on the Angler had a 180-pounder. They're going to find some big ones before the day's over, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All right. Will
I
you
just
give
wanted to get over here. And
will you give us an update tomorrow?
Yeah, I will.
All right. All right. People want to know, Frank. It's April now. It's time to go bluefin tuna fishing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Thanks for stopping by the World Headquarters. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank
All right.
you.
Very good. Thank you.
How cool is that, dude?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's great
Absolutely.
News. Oh, I'm
Fantastic.
So pumped.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, heard it right from there. They're biting. and it's time to start opening the shop and start cutting.
I need to open.
Yeah. Time to start cutting.
Our knives are ready to sharpen
yeah.
the here.
Oh all right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. Well, speaking of sharpening knives, I thought this would be a great text that came through. This is from Kurt and Mo Val. So, good morning, guys. Can Sean explain the difference between the stiff, flexible, and tapered fillet knives? Do you guys have a brand and a size of choice? Thanks, and what a great show.
Oh, we are strictly Anza fans at our shop. Everybody uses an Anza. They're all on the stiff side. The stiff gives great feedback. A flexible knife absorbs some of the bones. You don't feel them as much as a stiff knife gives you great feedback from each bone that you cross over. You can feel it right back into the handle of the knife.
Oh, okay.
So we do like the stiffer knife for that. And Anza's our go-to for sure.
Talk about the durability of the Anza knives that you experienced in the shop last year using them.
Yeah, last year was our first full year of using Anza. And we were probably going, we had another brand that we used before that. We were using three, almost four knives to one Anza.
Get out of here.
So instead of Raymond using four knives last season, he used one.
No way.
Wow.
He made an entire season with
actually,
one knife.
He actually did two. He used two knives.
Yeah.
But it would have been eight knives.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's his knife of choice?
It's the 6S.
The 6S.
Fish Pro 6S.
6S,
yes.
He designed that. He helped design that.
That is literally designed by Raymond.
It's a cool knife.
Yeah, he'll also
It's a
use,
very versatile knife,
it's
too,
very
like
unique.
I said. Yeah.
It's unique in shape to someone who's not... It wouldn't necessarily be what you would think of for that to be someone like Raymond's favorite knife.
Yeah.
Kind of oblong, kind of slightly different in shape.
That shape allows him, if you can imagine going... down the spine of a fish, and you want to fill every rib that you're going over, or every bone, that thickness at the tip allows him to just feel every bone as he goes over it. That's why he likes it.
Yeah.
It's good feedback from what the tip is doing in the knife. In the
wow. Yeah, your hand is being able to tell what's going on in front of the knife.
Because you feel everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, cool.
I dig
All
it.
All right, good text there. Thanks a lot for using the Let's Talk Hookup app, and let's jump into the phones.
How about John and Mira Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I would never do this as a rule, but I was curious if you can safely thaw and then refreeze fish, because I remember the days when you used to get fish off the boat that were frozen solid and then thawed and processed and you throw back in the freezer. How often can a fish be safely thawed and refreezed if you have to do that?
Well, safely, you can do it multiple times. What you're losing is quality. Every time you defrost it, it does a little damage. Every time you freeze it, it does a little damage. The more you repeat that, the more damage. It's a cumulative, so the more damage each time you do that, you start losing texture. It gets mushy. But as far as being safe to eat, that's not really a factor as long as it never goes over 40 degrees. But, yeah, it's more of a quality of texture mostly. You get maybe some flavor differences, but I haven't heard that. But mostly a texture thing.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
You were talking about new processing, new shirts, all that kind of stuff. That retail stuff going to be available now?
Yeah.
Is it when it comes online, all the new stuff you guys have been doing?
I'm going to work. It's going to be a job, but I'm going to get it online. It's hard to, all the sizes and colors.
Sure.
So, yeah. And the new design is just really nice. I got to really do a shout-out to my friend Tom Smith. He has just been instrumental in this move. If you can imagine, just to our window, if you go look at our windows and all the graphic arts we've done on the windows,
beautiful.
Tom Smith is behind all of that.
He's
that hero in the background.
That's cool.
That has done so much for us.
We might be able to take the pictures ourselves, but as far as putting together with the graphic designs and doing the little site editings and everything that you need to have for the pictures, we don't know how to do that. That's not our job. You need to have a professional
Tom
do that.
Thank magic.
God for Tom.
So he's a graphic artist.
He's a graphic artist by trade, and he's retired now. He's a long-range fisherman. Some of you guys might have fished with him before. But he's just he takes
good at what he does.
He takes my crummy photographs and makes them look amazing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, and wait till you see the window coverings. I mean, they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
I mean, the Fisherman's Processing now stands out on that corner.
And
there.
I said, hey Tom, we need a new T-shirt for something to commemorate our old town, our new location. He goes, give me a day. Next day, he has this brilliant logo.
That's really cool.
No, and it's beautiful. And the other cool thing about when I got my behind-the-scenes tour of the soon-to-open Fisherman's new location of Fisherman's Processing is you have that all on display now. So if you want to buy a T-shirt, they're right there on display. You can check them out.
Yeah.
And
you can touch and feel.
You see them. Yeah. The other thing we have to mention is the spices and rubs are not only available at fpgourmet.com, not only available at Fisherman's Processing, new location there on Taylor Street. Where else are they open?
Oh, Dana Lanning's been a great supporter for quite a while now. Fastlane Kayaks is also on board. You get your Poke Mix.
If you can get them away from Ron.
And if you can get them
away from Ron. He doesn't eat it first.
You know, if you can get them away from Ron, they're available at Fastlane. And then our newest addition to our family is Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah.
They've got a pretty good
great display right
display
there.
Display right there. You can get your Poke Mix. I think they've got the Blackened Rub, which is John Christensen's favorite, is the Cajun-style Blackened Rub.
Wow.
And then they also, I think, got Chili Lime, which is just an amazing.
I was in there literally yesterday getting lunch, and the display looks great. All the poke bags, both the sauce and the mix kit, it's really cool.
Yeah,
and, say how nice that, again, place you can roll in, grab a fresh piece of fish, go home, chop it, throw the wet, throw the dry, and you can have killer pokey today. You can have it for lunch today.
It fits right into our master plan. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Then there's also, if you're looking for Wiggletail treats, you can get those at Royal Rooster down there at Seaforth.
Okay. Wiggletails for the dogs.
For the dogs.
Yeah, what is it?
It's just fish skin, 100% dehydrated fish skin, no additives, no smoke, no nothing.
And it's, dogs love it.
They go nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I know she looks
nuts. My dog freaks out, starts whimpering when we pull up into the fisherman's house. She knows, for real. She knows exactly where we're at.
What you're getting.
They'll start drooling in advance.
Yeah.
So.
She's running up to Sean. Hey, when we come back, guys, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new Anza Filet knife, the Fish Pro Spices and Rubs, and a brand new T-shirt. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience. quality. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Castar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The lucky winner of that full Fish Pros assortment is going to John in University City. John, congratulations. You are going to love the rubs, the spices, that new fillet knife. Going to be looking good in the new shirt. You are hooked
up. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Thank you, Sean and Kristen. Great job.
This is cool, you guys.
Really,
it's
never enough time to talk about something we love to fish, but we also love to eat our fish and take good care of our fish, and you guys are the masters.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and very excited about the new location. Tell us about it.
Okay, we're on our new address is 4004 Taylor Street, 92110 is the zip code. We're right on the corner of Taylor Street and Pacific Highway at the entrance to Old Town.
Okay.
Right across the street from Perry's, so if you know where Perry's breakfast place is, we're right across the street. You can reach us at fishermansprocessing.com on our website. 619-255-3128 is our phone number.
And then when you're open, you can pull right in and park right in the lot there.
We have room in the lot. If that's full, they got
right across the street.
100 yards of parking along Pacific Highway,
yep.
Or right across the street at Perry's.
All right, very good. And again, website and
last thing was my email was Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean at fishermansprocessing.com. If you need anything, you can email me directly and I'll take care of it.
Yeah, and or call the shop or just see fishermansprocessing.com or fpgourmet.
Yeah, if you want to order any of our rubs, spices, or anything, fpgourmet.com.
All right, very good.
Awesome, you guys.
Hey, thanks to Andrew for manning the phones and manning the board. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here. I bet we'll be talking some bluefin tuna with Carl tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.